All right, be seated. Enough of this. You'd think you'd love each other. Sit down. I'm Rick, in case you didn't know that. Ron's leading our music this morning, and George is on the piano, and we got some great ushers back there, Bob and Ken and Frank. I don't like the knowledge closet people. I've gotten in trouble doing that before. Prayer requests, praise report. If you know, we take one of these out of you, make sure you register on the registration pads so that we'll have a good attendance. There are some meetings coming up. Finances Monday, and we have a Vacation Bible School meeting Tuesday, 6:30. It's really important. We need all the volunteers we can for Vacation Bible School. We've been doing some for Child and Youth Protection Policy, so we got that covered, but we need some volunteers to help with Vacation Bible School. Meeting is Tuesday night, 6:30. You need to be there, 6:30, Tuesday night, Vacation Bible School. Friendship Hub is not meeting this week, and I found out that they're taking a hiatus for the summer. They're not going to meet again until September. So Friendship Club is on vacation. The church or the community, obviously there is a meeting project right after a worship experience today. We're going to see how much Rick can eat. Yeah, okay. Are there other announcements from the church or the community? Yes.
I heard the worship meeting was postponed last week and will be tomorrow night. Does anybody know that's true?
I don't know.
That's what I was told by the church.
Did they? There's something else to say. Okay. Here's our youth director. This is what I tried to do last week that I didn't get the messages this week. Dress rehearsal last week. Okay.
For those who don't know, my name is Annette Curry, and I am the brand new education chair. I don't know what I'm doing, so give me a minute. But I do know about Kayla. This is Kayla O'Grady. She has just graduated. Bless you. She's just graduated from high school. And I want to say to you, on behalf of the church, we wish you well. You've completed part one of your life, and you're now stepping out into part two, which contains the real world. We would say to you, we are your church family. Two things to remember. First thing is who you are. And the second thing is whose you are.
Amen.
We have a Bible for you that we trust you to use.
There you are.
Did y'all hear me?
Anyway, oh yeah. Anyway, that includes my remarks. Kayla, well, she's going to go to camp before she goes off into the real world. And camp is a wonderful experience, so we will see you for that.
As youth director, I'm sorry, a question? Continue.
Woohoo! Go, Kayla.
And Kayla, as your youth director, I'm very proud of you to see the work you've put in, the commitment you've put in. We have a little something, another book for you. With thanks to my colleague, Dr. Seuss. Oh, the place you'll go from here and from wherever you go, wherever you go, Calvary will always be your church home. Very proud of you, Kayla. And Pastor Rick.
Let's have a prayer. Lord, we are grateful for the opportunities we have to serve you and for growing up and achieving such great things in your name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Any other announcements from the church or the community? All right. How many children do we have this morning? I'm running out of candy. Does anybody have any candy in their pocket? No, you don't have any? You just ate some? Can you cough it up? Okay. One of the things I want to talk to you about is the Spirit of God. God wants to live in you. Do you know that? Do you think there's room in you for having God to live in you? Where would you put God? In your heart. That's a good place. And the Spirit of God wants to be there so that you will always know how much God loves you and how much you can be like Jesus. And you can help others know the love of God. Okay, well, let's have a prayer. Lord, we are grateful that you can be a part of our lives so that we can be a part of yours. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, what do you do with your paper?
Amen. If you would all stand as you are able, and let's all join together and sing hymn 540, I Love Thy Kingdom, Lord.
Now turn in the back of your hymnal to number 885, the Modern Affirmation. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic, universal, whose only faith is now declared. We believe in God the Father, in the wisdom, power, and love.
Whose mercy is over all his works, and his will is
ever perfect, his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God, Son of
man, gift of the Father, and grace, surround our hope, and cause our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Lord, as mine tells us, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ, and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end of the kingdom of God and on the earth. Amen.
Amen. If our ushers will come forward, we'll worship our God and our Lord with our gifts and tithes. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings you have bestowed upon us. Receive these back for thy kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
afternoon when I passed by the church. He was standing out in the yard with a garden hose.
Test. I met Rick one afternoon when I drove past and saw him out in the yard with a garden hose. I guess he was watering tomatoes or something. But I yielded to the temptation to stop and ask him about this church and its ministry. And we chatted about church and about corporate worship and congregational music. We talked about liturgy. And we had a little brief exchange on the social implications of the church and its gospel. And I went away thinking that I'd met a kindred spirit. And as I drove off, I said, I like that guy. I think I might like to try that church. And Evelyn was willing, and we did. And now here we are some 4 years later, and I'm here on a Sunday morning singing the special music again.
Amen.
And my selection this morning is my note of thanks and best wishes to Pastor Rick and his wife Kay for your kindness, for your encouragement, for your friendship over this far too brief a time. And I'm sure that the whole congregation shares the sentiments of this song, because it is true that in Christ, friends are friends forever.
Amen.
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 Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. I can't believe the hopes he's granted means a chapter in your life is through. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. With the faith and love God's given, springing from the hope we know, we will pray the joy you'll live in is the strength that now you show. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. And friends are friends forever if the Lord's Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long to live as friends. No, a lifetime's not too long to live as friends.
Thank you, Kim. We got a bunch of water here. We're going to pray over it while we pray today. This is the water that's going up to celebrate Jesus. We're going to give it out at the traffic lights, and we have some things that go on it that identify who we are. But we thought we might want to, we're collecting it today, we thought we might want to pray over it too. So you're supposed to be praying over the areas that you're in your bulletins that are a part of the Celebrate Jesus. I think Argyle Forest is this week, and there's some scriptures you're supposed to read, so please do that. We need to have the area receptive to our mission, and so prayer is one of the great ways to do that. Others we need to lift up this morning, Connie Laurie's brother died, Ken, and I didn't know if you knew that. So she's chair of worship, that was Ken was talking about. We need to keep Connie and the family in our prayers. Also, Frank Taylor is down in Green Cove Springs at rehab. Kendrick is the name of the place. Everybody wants to call it the Green Cove Springs Hospital because that's what it used to be, but it's Kendrick, yeah. And we have Marlene is still in the hospital, but she's doing better, and we're hopeful she's going to get to come home. And Ruth Roby is in the hospital and still trying to get out, but she had her gallbladder and her gallstones removed, so she's a little bit under the weather with that. Others we need to lift up this morning in a special way, Mr. Stowers. Did you take a dive somewhere? Ah. You're okay, though. All right, good. He's a little bruised up. That's why I saw his black eye. Others? Yes, Richard. And his name is Bill. Remember Bill. Marching.
My neighbor across the street's daughter has leukemia. Her name is
Michelle. Michelle with leukemia.
Pat Pataki had a heart attack on Wednesday. She's Megan's other grandmother and my friend.
Okay. Pat Pataki had a heart attack?
She's in St. Vincent.
All right. All right. And Gina Bryant, yes, we need to talk about Gina. And JD's back there. He spent the night with her. She had some surgery on her big toe. And so they're concerned about an infection. She has the sugar, so that's another thing that's an issue, and we're trying to pray her out of that and get her home and take care of her. Right, JD?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, Kay.
Gail Wagers
had surgery on her foot, her right foot on Friday. Max has got a bad leg. I don't know. You know, when two people in the same family have hobbled around, that's not good, is it? Okay, yes, ma'am.
I have a creed. I found out yesterday I'm going to be a great grandma three times this year.
Three times this year you're going to be a great grandma.
And Betty's going to be one.
And Betty's going to be one. Ah, great grandma again, huh?
Yeah, well, I found out that I've got two, one here, one in Colorado, and one in Wisconsin.
Oh, you're spreading the water around. All right, what a blessing that is. Yes, Kat. Tom and Betty's is the eating establishment, is that right? Uh-huh, okay, cool, that's great. So you're going to be making money. Hallelujah, all right. Sarah. All right, so I got Andy, and I got Michael with a bypass, and who's the friend with the
cousin Julie?
Okay, we need to lift those all up. Megan. All right, so Josh's little brother and oh, okay, all right, asthma attack, and then we had the broken arm. Okay, all right, we'll keep them prayers. Yes.
I have a price report. I did undergo some tests last week, and it turns out I had a false positive, so I'm good.
False positive. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. Yes.
Michelle and the children are in Ohio. They made it.
Oh.
In Ohio.
Okay.
They're in their home church.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Keep them in our prayers. Others? How about the world? Nigeria, Sudan, Libya, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria. Any other places we want to go? Croatia. America. China. Russia. Ukraine. The children of the world who fight over the garbage. Let us go to the throne of grace in prayer. We humble ourselves, O Lord, knowing that we are truly blessed. And blessed even more to be your child, to have you call us by name, to be a part of your great kingdom, to know your love and your grace and the gifts of the Spirit, that we might truly be the church and share your love with others. Thank you. We thank you for our family and our loved ones and those close to us. Help us to share your love with them, that they might know how much you love them and want them to be a part of your presence. We give you thanks for our friends and neighbors and peers and associates, casual acquaintances, for the opportunity we have to share your love with them, to tell them how much you really love them and care for them and want them to be a part of your family too. Truly give you thanks, O Lord, for our brothers and sisters in Christ, not just here in the pews, but in the community and in the nation and in the world where tyranny and oppression, hunger, help us to share your love as they do. Help us to know our place. We've lifted up some by name. There are others on our hearts that need your presence in a very special way today. A joyous celebration, a healing, an understanding, wisdom, forgiveness. As we come and go, O Lord, in the days ahead, help us to know your Spirit abiding. Help us to know your will through him, that he might help us to be everything that you created us to be, that our meaning and purpose is in your life, not ours. And help us, O Lord, to share all the blessings. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom. Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Every now and then, I get the opportunity to introduce a new piece of music. Now, this is certainly not new, but would you give your attention to the screen behind you, and let's stand together and sing one of those wonderful Gaither Southern gospel choruses.
Yeah.
We're reading from 1 Corinthians in the 12th chapter. Some people have difficulty when it says B or C or something, you know. It says 3B. Well, you have to kind of divide the verse up into parts. And we don't want to talk about that first part this morning. We want to talk about the second part and the rest of the scripture after that. So we're starting at 3B. Hear this, God's word. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all of the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Mm-hmm. Praise God for the Word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Well, it's Pentecost, don't you know? Hallelujah, the Spirit of God is upon us. Most of the time this Sunday, we read out of Acts 2. We talk about the Holy Spirit coming through the hallway where the believers are gathered, and the Spirit of God falls upon them, and they have some sort of gift of tongues. We're not really sure if they all spoke the same tongue or if they spoke a different tongue, and we're not really sure a lot about what author there, Luke, is trying to tell us about the coming of the Holy Spirit. But this is the point that Paul is talking about, that the Spirit of God comes upon you if you're a believer. Amen. And the Spirit of God will dwell in you, and you will have some sort of gift that the Spirit will give you to edify and build up the body of Christ, the church. Amen. Unfortunately, Paul has to address this in some defensive way because there are people who are a part of the church who say they have a gift of the Spirit that is better than other gifts of the Spirit, and they want you to know that you're inferior to them. Will you pray with me for me? Amen. Paul says no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now that sounds kind of strange. I can teach a parrot to say Jesus is Lord. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who go to church who say Jesus is Lord, but they don't really understand what it really means. It's more like a membership that they have for the congregation or the church. You have to confess certain things. There's a certain dogma you have to have, some sort of appointment that you have to make to the church. Paul says that no one can say Jesus is Lord except that they be filled with the Spirit of God and know that it is not they, but God Himself who makes them the church. Mm-hmm. You remember when you first gave your life over to Jesus? Did you say, I just want to say a few words? Did you say, I just want to join the membership of the Jesus crowd? Be one of them Jesus freaks? Did you say, I just want to try, Lord, to live my life the way you want me to live it? Or did you say, Lord, you just come into my life and let me be yours? Let me commit and dedicate my life that I might truly be Christ, that others might see Christ in me, that I might in some way share a gift of the Spirit with my brothers and sisters in Christ, that the church might grow and be a witness. Churches, some places in Christendom, make all the leaders of the church tithers. Mm-hmm. If you're not a tither, you can't be an officer or a leader of the church. That seems a little strange, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. We'd lose a lot of our leadership that way. Some churches say you have to tithe your time. 17 hours a week you have to be at the church doing something. Can you imagine giving up 17 hours of your week? We can hardly find 30 minutes, right, Kay? How did we get so busy with all the things that we do? Some churches say that, you know, saying Jesus is Lord only really means that you have some intention of doing things that are a part of the church. But Paul even goes further here to talk about the very gifts themselves, and that the Holy Spirit among us, in us, as believers and followers and disciples of Jesus, have to have gifts that others may see in the church to edify and build up the body. It happened then, it happens now. There are those who say some gifts are more important than others. If you don't speak in tongues, you don't really have the gift of the Spirit. It is the mark of the Holy Spirit in the Christian. That's not true. And speaking in tongues isn't one of the hierarchy of the gifts, I don't think. I've tried a lot to try to be a healer, a miracle worker. I've prayed about it. I've asked God to do things for me that might heal you, help you grow, help you be who you're supposed to be. Oral Roberts one time confessed that he did not heal somebody. He was having his big healing service, and he was on the chancel or on the stage, and there was a woman that came up to be healed, and there was something about her that he just had a difficult time accepting. She just kind of set him on edge. He said he had no intentions whatsoever of laying a hand on her or even asking God to heal her, but before he could even get over there to tell her he wasn't going to do it, she claimed she was healed. He said, I knew then that I needed to remind myself that it's not me that's doing this, it's God. Gifts of the Spirit are important, but you know, some of them don't mean that you have to have that gift or this gift. Doesn't mean that something's more important than others. Are ushers more important than prayer warriors? I see all the ushers going like this. Are communion stewards more important than the pumpkin patch sitters? Are liturgists more important than weed pullers? Where is the hierarchy of our faith? There is none. We are all one in Christ. Everyone who gives of their life to Jesus, such that he is the Lord of their life, have a gift that is important to all of us, that we might in some way be more realistic as the body of Christ. Spirit-filled gifts are what we really need and what we need to share with each other. Some of them are unique. Some of them look different than others. Some of them you don't understand. Kay and I had the opportunity to go down under. We got to see a platypus. Lord of mercy, what an animal. I mean, it's a duck. No, it's not. It's got fur. How can a duck be furry? How can a furry have a duck bill? How can it have a beaver tail? It's the most strange, unique animal creature God ever created. I don't know why God created it, and I don't know why God created some of us. But we have a uniqueness about us that make us a part of something bigger than ourselves, don't we? Churches are diverse. They have uniqueness. Christians have to have some sort of understanding of an openness to believe, such that we don't shut the door on those who don't exactly believe the way we enter in the coffin. Jesus is Lord, and that is the important part of the Spirit of God in you. Not the faith that allows others to be a part of your faith. I'm talking with my mother-in-law a lot now since I'm retiring and buying her house and moving in with her. We were at the breakfast table and she says, you know, I have a pre-planned burial. I said, what? She said, yeah, I've got a plot and I've got the dirt moved and I've got a crypt and I got a casket and I want to be cremated. I said, you want to be cremated and put in a casket and in a crypt? She said, no, I don't need that anymore. She said, I've changed my mind. I don't want to be buried as a embalmed body. I want to be cremated. I said, Mother, you said anybody who was cremated was going to hell. How did you change your mind? She says, I don't know. The Lord just spoke to me. I said, you need to get your money back from the undertaker then, right? Why is it that we oftentimes close our minds and close our doors and close our hearts? Why is it that sometimes the Spirit of God moving on us makes us think that we're more important than somebody else? Why is it that we let the evilness of the world creep in upon us and keep us from being one together in the Spirit, in the gifts, in the way that we are supposed to do church? Paul says all of the gifts who proclaim Jesus is Lord and people work for the common good. Common good. Common good. The sermon title. And someone said, are you proposing we're all communists? Is this a socialistic kind of agenda we're going to be talking about this morning, Rick? I wouldn't mind talking about that, but no, that's not what we're talking about. Talking about everybody using the gifts that God has given them that we all might edify and build up the church, body of Christ. That others might come to the door and say, I'll come in and worship with you. And I want to come in and share the love of God with you. And I want to come in and have my children grow up in the shadow of this church so that they know how much God loves them. Common good with the gifts of the Spirit is really important. We don't need to draw lines or shake fingers. Talk about things that are not important. Most of the things we talk about are God things anyway, right? I have 6 wagons I pull around me that have a bunch of God stuff in them. Not to know the answers. I just pull the wagons along. For the common good of the church. For we are all needed. We are all part of that commonness. We are all part of the Spirit of God that overshadows and umbrellas us and helps us to be one body, one person. Christ, Jesus. The common good. Not just for the community or the people sitting next to you, but for the world. Hot summer, I went to the garden, took my rag with me to wipe my brow. Took the salt shaker, too, because I was looking for a nice tomato to eat. I got down to the garden, and there was something going on, a big rally. They had banners, and they had flyers, and they had balloons, and they had all kinds of different kinds of things flying up in the sky, and there was a little cucumber band over here playing a little music. And I grabbed this tomato, and I said, what's going on? What's happening? Is this a rally of some sort? I always like to get involved in rallies, and this little tomato said, no, it's Appreciation Day. We're celebrating Appreciation Day. I said, celebrating Appreciation Day? Well, that sounds interesting. She said, yes, we're trying to appreciate all of the aspects of the garden, the great gardener's garden. I said, oh, that sounds good. I looked around, and down at the end of the road, there was a weed. And I said, there's a weed in the garden over here. She said, oh, yes, it's part of appreciation, too. I said, a weed in the garden is part of Appreciation Day? She said, oh, yes, that particular weed has the most beautiful bloom on it that attracts more honeybees than any other plant in the garden. I said, oh. I looked around a little bit more. About that time, a blue jay came, landed on one of the tomato stakes and started singing his song, and I turned to the tomato and I said, look, there's a blue jay. She said, yeah, we appreciate them too. I said, you appreciate the blue jays and they're ranting and they're raving? And she said, oh, yeah, they eat bugs, some of those worms that get on us. I said, I don't know. I don't know about those blue jays. She says, well, you have to have a few bugs in the garden, and it's always good to eat them. Well, that night in bed, as I gave thanks for the blessings of the day, I thought about you and me in Appreciation Day and how much we don't really appreciate each other or the gifts of the Spirit that we have. We think everybody ought to be like me. We think everybody ought to be on some trek of maturity in Christianity. We all think that we're all supposed to be something that we aren't. We are truly God's children, and we are a part of God. We are to embrace each other and to share God's love. It's important that you have the gift that the Spirit of God gives you, but you need to share it. You need to use it for God's glory, not yours. You need to say that Jesus is Lord of my life, is he not? Amen. And you need to say that you and I are one in Christ. Amen. Before we get up and sing, I was going to ask Ron about how we're going to do the food. I'm really interested in the food. And I know that at the early worship experience, you had Kay and I stand here. Why don't Kay and I stand at the beginning of the line going into the kitchen? So that if anybody's complaining about how slow the line's going, it's not the kitchen crew's fault.
Well, you know what? Sounds like you got it all worked out,
You
sir.
Think so? Okay.
That's the way we'll do it.
Okay.
That's what we'll do. They will go first.
And when we were coming up this morning, and Kay said, you know, I really hope that a lot of people don't cry on me. And I said, and she said, well, I hope that there's some special stuff that's going to be done that, you know, I'll really appreciate. And I said, what? And she said, she wanted to hear Marlon sing this morning.
Amen.
And I appreciate all you did, Ken. Yeah. But you're going to have to sing, I'm afraid.
Just he's gone.
Swan song.
You ready now? Can't sing now?
I'll sing ready. He's ready.
He is ready.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his Spirit. My song, praise the Lord all day long. The same story, perfection, perfect delight. Visions round and round, they burst from my sight. And all descending from above, glory, strength, love, all day long. This is my song. This is my song. I'm facing the all day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I'm my Savior. I'm being blessed. Watching and waiting. I'm looking above. I'm filled with his goodness. I'm lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song. I'm writing my dream all the long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. Yeah, is my story. This is my song. I'm praising my Savior. Yeah, I'm praising. I'm praising my Savior. I'm praising.
praising my Savior. I'm praising my Savior.
We are truly grateful, God, for the love that you have shared with us through Jesus Christ. We are truly grateful for the Spirit that gives us gifts to be the church, to be Christ to others. Day to day, always said, you are our Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Bless the food. Amen.
Amen.